Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
My coworker Wanda and I are sitting in front of an HP Media Smart computer.
Well, first of all, April, I think you just engaged in a big generalization.
I don't think most senators believe this is okay.
I do think it's a good idea because I think it's too long for passengers to wait.
Where's my retarded baby?
Your wife said the same thing.
World famous Phil Hendry show. Let's bring on Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Phil Hendry show brought to you by. Are we on the air?
Yeah, go ahead.
This portion of the Phil Hendry show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Sorry, Ted, we had a little bit of a line problem there. Our Ted Bell joins us here on the Phil Hendry show. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And Ted, welcome to the program. As a regular sponsor of our program, I know that. You appreciate coming on the show from time to time. I didn't know that there was an issue that personally affected you in Beverly Hills, and it's an interesting one because we have this every year, it seems, controversy about whether or not there's going to be a manger scene or there's going to be some other religious display having to do with Christmas in a public park, in a public square, or otherwise a public place that is paid for, maintained with the public's monies. But you're taking you've joined people taking a pretty hard stand on this there in Roxbury Park, Beverly Hills, right?
That is absolutely right, Bill. Roxbury Park, people who come through the Beverly Hills area, you know Roxbury Park. It's right on the left-hand side as you're coming off the 405 and you're making your way through Century City and you get into Beverly Hills. And we had a manger scene, and this is the nativity scene. It's very, very traditional for the Christmas holidays. And I'm like a lot of people, and you and I have talked about this, Phil. I like the tradition of Christmas. While I may not be the most religious man myself, I do, and my wife, Marcy, we see to it that our son has a religious training and has a religious background. But I'm not here to shove my religion down anybody's throat. But I do think there comes a time when you have to back off a little bit and let the communities be the communities that they are, let people be the people that they are, and not nitpick every single solitary religious display around the holiday seasons because there is this claim, which I think is very interesting, about being, you know, brainwashed into religion.
Well, I got to tell you, you and I share this opinion. I agree with you. I'm not very religious either, but I think that it's more of a statement of culture, you know.
Well, I agree with that. Here in Beverly Hills, where one would think we have a high number of people who are so moneyed, they're sort of their god is money, but that's not the case. That's not the case at all. I've got a restaurant here. I've got a steakhouse. I'm Ted Bell. People know me in this area. And we are a very community-oriented city, and we do like to see these traditional expressions of religion in Beverly Hills. And yet, the city council and some of these people that I happen to think are not real residents of Beverly Hills, I think they come in from the conservative, more liberal areas of Los Angeles area, like Hollywood, or they're coming in from some parts of L.A. City proper, are making an issue out of this manger scene, this nativity scene, and I'm putting my foot down as a local merchant. I'm supporting it, and I don't want this nativity scene moved. I've told them that I have a personal stake in it, that I have a personal, as the old saying goes, do I have a dog in this fight? You better believe I got a dog in this fight, and that dog's name is Jesus. And again, I'm not religious. I'm not Jewish, although we have a high... And that's the other thing. Here in Beverly Hills, we have a high number of Jewish people, and yet they are supporting this.
So do you identify any individuals who are opposed to this?
Well, there's some people in Beverly Hills City politics who pay lip service to this, and you mentioned it, Phil. Every year, there isn't a year that goes by that we don't have somebody saying, oh, you know, you got a separation of church and state, separation of church and state. No, I represent a lot of people listening to your program right now. I know I speak for you. I speak for a lot of people. When I say we want to be able to have these manger scenes and these nativity scenes, and we want to have the opportunity to have them, a businessman like myself, I get great value out of that. And we will not back down to these so-called atheists and so-called agnostics. I don't even think they could spell atheist or agnostic. That's how much they really understand what that is. And we won't back down, and we're going to keep our manger scene here in Beverly Hills.
You talk about the opportunity as a businessman. In what sense do you mean?
Well, the opportunity to really connect with the neighborhood, to connect with the city, and say, I am a member of this city, I'm a member of the business community, I live in Beverly Hills, my wife and I and our son, we live in Beverly Hills, and that opportunity to be a part of this community, to be a part of this city, to say, we want to see this beautiful emblem, this beautiful symbol of Christmas in our Roxbury Park, in our city park, and be able to connect that way. I can connect directly that way,
When you're there talking to people, and
but they've told us we can't do it. They've told me I can't connect. Where do they get off telling me, the Beverly Hills City Council telling me that I don't have the right to go down to a nativity scene?
Are they telling you, or are they just telling the city, or telling the people of the city, or telling whoever it is that put this? Who put the nativity scene up?
Well, I did. I put it up, and they immediately told me it was unacceptable. And I said, go ahead and tell me all about your separation of church and state. I'll challenge you in court right now that this is a cultural expression, just as you were saying, Phil, of the city. And they said it is, they said it was an obscenity. And I said, boy, you have...
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. They called it an obscenity.
They called the manger scene of Jesus an obscenity.
Pretty much. Pretty much they did, yeah.
Well, I mean, did they use those words?
They used those words about one of the areas of the manger. That's the thing that I was leading up to. Because what you have is a businessman, me. I'm Ted Bell. People know who I am in this community. And so I put the manger scene up. We have a sign, a little piece of advertising that talks about, you know, coming to the restaurant, you know, after you see the baby Jesus, come on over and have a steak. They called me, they called it a defilement.
Now, wait a minute. I didn't know. You have advertising?
No. We don't have... It's not advertising. We have a sign. You know, this manger scene is being provided by Ted's of Beverly Hills, and we invite you to join us for dinner. That's got nothing to do with what Beverly Hills is talking. They don't want... They called Jesus, a baby Jesus, they called it an obscenity.
I want to be just clear here, Ted, because I support you, understand.
I know you do, Phil, and I appreciate that very much.
All right. But are you said that the Beverly Hills City Council called the manger scene an obscenity, right?
They might as well have, yes, sir.
Well, see, when you say they might as well have, because you're kind of qualified, are they saying that the sign...
They're saying to me that I got no right. I'll tell you that I have the right as a Beverly Hills businessman.
No, but were they complaining about the sign?
They're saying to me that I got to take the manger scene down because they don't like religion. And
well, all right, so they didn't mention anything about your sign.
That's all part of the manger scene. They want the manger scene down.
If I could, do they want the whole manger scene down or just the sign?
Well, they're asking me... Well, I think you're off the point. The point is they have expressed this disgust with a baby Jesus and a woman named Mary at a beautiful night 2,000 years ago when the baby was born. And they
so they're disgusted with that?
With my belief in it, yes.
All right. See, what I'm hearing you tell me is they don't like the sign.
Well, they told me they don't like... again, if you're getting off the point, they don't like the sign, no.
What does your sign say?
The sign says, because you know that the sign says, you know, Ted Zabella, when you're done, and I have to get the exact wording because I didn't put the sign up, but it's basically some advertisers to banner when you're done here. I think it's something you're either done here or when you're finished looking at the baby Jesus, when you're done with the baby Jesus, come on over and have a prime rib that's the size of a baby Jesus. But I don't think we said baby Jesus.
You don't really say that, do you?
No, we don't, but I think there's something in there. We changed the banner rotates. And there was one that we did change. It said, come on over and have a primer the size of a baby. And my wife thought that was probably a little much, so we changed that out.
So were we trying to be funny?
We were trying, yeah, a little humorous, yeah.
Well, all right, so is that what Beverly Hills objected to? Because what we're talking about here, Ted, is a major scene that you've sponsored that the Beverly Hills City Council wants taken out of Roxbury Park because you say they are enforcing a separation of church and state. But they also have a problem with your sign.
I think they have a problem with people that believe in Christmas. And
well, they told you to take the sign down, huh?
They told me to take down the sign. The thing that you're missing is without me, there's no manger scene. So for them to tell me to take a sign down, I'm going to take the whole manger out of there. Because without me, there would have been no manger scene in Roxbury Park.
But Ted, you're saying if you take that sign down, if they force you to take the sign, they'd take the whole manger scene out.
Yeah. I'm Ted Bell. So you got to remember, my family represents this town.
But you admit that having a sign up that says, after you see the baby Jesus, come on and have a prime rib the size of the baby Jesus.
That was a little bit in bad taste, but we were trying to lighten the mood because, after all, you're looking at a baby being born. This is an emblem of a baby that's being born. That in 33 years, this little tiny baby in 33 years would be bloodied, tortured, and hanging from a cross. So we needed to lighten the mood. And that's why we said, see the baby Jesus, eat a prime rib the size of a baby Jesus. But we rotated that sign out of there.
What about you taking the sign down and leaving the manger there?
Well, that's not an option. I don't understand why you bring that up.
I tell you what, I got to take a break. Our number is 877.
No, but I would like to discuss that because I don't think that's appropriate for you to bring up in light of the fact that I sponsor this segment.
I understand that, Ted, but I think it's necessary to talk about it. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, a steakhouse in Beverly Hills that has sponsored a manger scene in Roxbury Park, Beverly Hills, that also features advertising for his steakhouse. And what I'm getting is the Beverly Hills City Council wants him to take his sign down. They don't want to remove the manger scene. They want to take the sign down. Ted says, essentially, they're saying, get the manger scene out of there because he's going to get rid of it if they force him to take his advertising down. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell. We'll be right back.
No, you're butchering it all up.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, I got to start all over again with you.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills, the slow roasted prime rib. I can't even begin to describe it. You got to come down and have it. Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Here at Ted's.
On Rodeo Drive.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
You're not on Rodeo Drive, are you?
No, we're not. But Rodeo Drive is the only road that people know outside of Beverly Hills. They think of Rodeo Drive. So we just say Rodeo Drive. Now, when people come into town to look for Ted's, everyone knows where it is. I'm Ted Bell. And that pretty much is all you need to say. But
all right, well, I want to get back to him. We're going to get to some phone calls. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. I know there's got to be a lot of people agreeing with the idea that we want a manger. You know, people like that. It's not, no one wants to violate the Constitution. We just want to see, the baby Jesus. But you had commercial signs that the Beverly Hills City Council told you to take down. So that's really what they're asking. They're not asking you to take the manger scene out of there. They're asking you to take out the signage. That
No. When they tell me to take my signage down, they're basically telling me, get that manger out of here. That's what they're saying. Because the my advertising and the manger scene, there's no separating them. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Because let me explain something, Phil, not to you, because I know you understand, but maybe some members of your audience. You know, and I think a lot of people know, that there wouldn't, you know, if it wasn't for advertisers and commercial interests, restaurants, department stores, we wouldn't know when Christmas even fell in the calendar year. We would blow through the year. If it wasn't for business people like me, we'd blow completely through the year, and it'd be the middle of January before somebody woke up and said, is this Christmas, or I forget, you know.
And, well, come on, you really believe that?
Do I really believe it? Yes, I believe it, because there is no Christmas without the commercial interests of this country reminding people it's Christmas, here's our Christmas sale. So when you say to me, take my signage off, that's like saying, take the baby Jesus out of the manger and roll it out into the middle of Santa Monica Boulevard and have a truck run it over.
Come on. I don't think the two things are tied together.
You don't think that? I'm the guy. I'm Ted Bell. I put that manger scene in that park. When the Beverly Hills City Council tells me I can't have a sign.
What did the sign say? Something about saviors?
No, I said, again, you got to remember, when you're thinking of the birth of Jesus and the crucifixion, you've got to keep it light. So he said, 100% of 100% of our saviors love Ted's porterhouse. And the Beverly Hills City Council didn't like that. I said, fine, we rotate the sign out. We'll change it. And they said, just get it out of here. I said, so in other words, you hate God. And that's when we had a war.
Well, you're saying to them, you hate God because you don't want my signs up.
No, I'm not. You're not getting my point.
You're saying that they hate God if they don't want Ted Bell.
I'm saying they hate God because they don't want my sign, which means they don't want Jesus, which means they hate God. Yeah.
All right, I got to talk to you about how you make that connection, Ted. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Julie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell. We're talking about this manger scene in Roxbury Park, Beverly Hills. Go ahead, Julie.
Hi. Actually, the manger scene thing is a great idea. It's just a sign.
Absolutely.
That I'm mad about. All you have to do is make it really simple. The manger scene was provided by whatever your restaurant is, and that's it. And that will pique people's interest in to the restaurant and want to go there to thank you for providing a beautiful scene for them.
That's pretty much all we did. I mean,
but you had a sign that said, do you want a prime rib the size of the baby Jesus?
Well, what's wrong with that? I don't understand. I think the lady's saying, I agree with her. Well, that's all we did. We put a sign up that said...
Yeah, but anything saying with... prime rib as big as baby Jesus, that's out of case. That's that's just wrong.
Well, I can tell the young lady that I've been in business, for over 20 years, and you can't sell a business unless you sell what you're...
Well, can't you say Ted's a Beverly Hills Steakhouse?
Doesn't mean anything. I might as well say Sizzler Steakhouse. You got to say Ted's a Beverly Hills is providing... I said, and they didn't want to do it. I said, is providing God today, and they thought that was in bad taste. I said, okay. But I wanted to hook it into the manger somehow. So I said, Tents of Beverly Hills presents Jesus Christ. Come on in for a drink. And I don't see anything wrong.
Julie, what do you think of that song?
You shouldn't advertise anything like that. It should just be simple. Just the steakhouse, and that's who provided it, and that's it.
Nobody is going to know what we do there.
If you say that you have a steakhouse...
If it's a steakhouse, they're going to know it's a steakhouse.
No, I understand that. But every restaurant that advertises their restaurant, they tell you something about... It doesn't do any good. People out at the Beverly Hills Steakhouse, they're going to be looking at that. Because we have a lot of people... Everybody in Beverly Hills knows my steakhouse. But people coming in from outside of the city are going to say, big deal. So we had a rotating banner with what we thought were cute sayings about... Now that you've seen Jesus, you probably need a drink. All right, they didn't like that.
Why all the cute lines about Jesus and a drink? And
what do you mean, why all the cute? I thought the two of you, I'm talking to this lady, Julie, and you, I thought you guys agreed with me.
We do agree with you, but the idea of now that you've seen Jesus, you probably need a drink, it probably offends people.
Who?
The people that like the manger scene.
Everybody.
So wait a minute, I made that manger scene possible. I did. And now people are complaining to me. They should complain to the Beverly Hills City Council for wanting to take it down. I'm Ted.
No, they don't want you to take
it
down.
I'm Ted Bell.
They just want to make this sign tasteful.
It says Ted Bell. That's tasteful enough.
Phil Hendry.
What happened?
We're going into a commercial.
Park here if you're in the Beverly Hills area to see our beautiful manger scene, and once you've seen the baby Jesus and satisfied your soul, satisfy your hunger at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Here at Ted's.
We're not really on Rodeo Drive, but I didn't explain that.
Yeah, that's an interesting, but you're not really on Rodeo Drive.
No, we're not on Rodeo Drive. We're on Dayton, but if I say we're on Dayton in Beverly Hills, no one understands that. So I say Rodeo Drive, they think of Gucci, they think of all of the famous stores, and I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about, Phil.
No, but I want to get back. We're going to get to some phone calls at 877-876-PHIL, but I want to get back to this question of why it is, and forgive me if I'm being redundant, you can't accede to the Beverly Hills City Council wishes that you remove these signs that they apparently find tasteless.
Well, see, I wanted to avoid this. Asking me not to advertise my restaurant...
No, it's not that. It's that you're putting slogans on there like, you know, the prime rib's as big as a baby Jesus.
No. Hold on for a minute. That's what they're asking me to stop doing. They're asking me to just put a sign up that says Ted's of Beverly Hills. I have a rotating electric sign. We change the slogans on it. When you ask me, Ted, I'm Ted Bell. I'm Ted Bell. Okay?
Right.
Well, you remember the outdoor campaign we did 4 years ago. I had a billboard on the 405, and it had me leaning against the hood of my red BMW and the words... I'm Ted Bell. Do you realize I didn't have to put Ted's Beverly Hills Steakhouse? I didn't have to put a phone number. I didn't have to put the address. It was me with my arms folded across my chest, wearing a red baseball cap, a sweater tied around my neck, tennis shorts, and I'm wearing knee socks, and I'm leaning against my BMW with the license plate that says I'm Ted Bell, and in big, bold red letters it said, I'm Ted Bell. We had great business from that in our restaurant. People knew, right? So when you ask me not to advertise, that's like asking Walt Disney to make Pluto talk. Pluto didn't talk, Goofy talked. And
so you're saying, though, that if they tell you to take the signs down, they hate religion.
They obviously want the manger scene gone. They talk a good game, but they can't stand the idea of having Jesus being born in Beverly Hills. I don't know what their problem is. But I told them, I said, you're not going to defile religion. And they turn around and said, I was doing that. And I said, I'm the guy. If it wasn't for Ted Bell, there'd be no manger scene here. You wouldn't see Jesus being born here or anywhere else.
Now, they said to me there was a sign, Jesus Christ, I need a drink?
That was part of the rotating sign is above the manger, and it rotates electrically. And one of them is, it says, Jesus Christ with an arrow pointing down at the... Excuse me. It's an arrow pointing down at the manger. And then it turns again, and it says Jesus Christ with an arrow pointing, so people know that we're talking about what's, you know, in the manger. And then it turns again, and says, I need a drink at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Ted, I can certainly understand why they find that tasteless.
Then you, I'm going to remind you, I'm a sponsor on your program, okay?
All right, that's fine, but it sounds, I don't know, man, it just doesn't sound right. Here's Ron on the Phil Hendry Show. Ron, you're on with Ted Bell. And welcome to the program, sir. What can we do for you?
Well, he had me on his side until he got to the sign part. If the sign just said sponsored by Ted Bales of Beverly Hills, then, or the name of the restaurant, then I was
That's essentially what it says. That's what it says, sir. That's essentially what it says. That's all.
I'm sorry. I was thinking it had other advertisements with it, not just the name of the restaurant.
It does, Ted. Tell him.
Mr. Henry is making a bigger issue, I think, out of the fact that we had a slogan that said, and we took this one down, it said, now that you've seen the baby Jesus, have some prime rib as big as the baby Jesus at Ted's Beverly Hills. But we don't do that one anymore.
No, but you still have the one that says, Jesus Christ, do I need a drink?
This gentleman called up to support me, and now you're trying to throw poison in the well.
Oh, I don't support you. I don't support you. You lost me the moment I heard about
you. You don't support Jesus and his birth.
No, the man is.
I support your reason for putting. Well, no, I don't. I support you putting the sign, not the sign. I support you putting the nativity scene out there if you put it out there for the true reason of what it represents. But I don't support you using it as a form of advertisement for your restaurant. You've already said that if you had to take your advertisement for your restaurant down, you would also do away with the nativity scene. So obviously,
right.
the nativity scene is not your true purpose. The advertisement is your true purpose.
With all due respect, you're wrong. You realize that it wasn't.
I'm going by what you said.
Yes, sir. And I'm saying, if it wasn't for me, Ted Bell, there wouldn't be a nativity scene there. See, I'm the guy that put it there. And in many
you can leave the nativity scene there, but you have to take your advertisement down, what would you do?
I would say to them what I'm saying to you. So you hate Jesus and everything he stood for.
They don't hate Jesus, or they don't hate Jesus. Leave the nativity scene there.
Exactly. They would leave the nativity scene there.
No, they're leaving the nativity scene there, and what they're asking me. Let me ask you this, sir. May I ask you, sir, are you Jewish?
No.
Because you've... Well, I don't get that, then.
Why does he have to be Jewish?
He doesn't get Christianity. Look, the Beverly Hills City Council has asked me with a smile on their face to rape myself, and I'm not going to do it.
What do you mean, rape yourself?
They're telling me that my sign, my advertising, very simple advertising...
Ted, you've got a rotating sign that's electrically controlled like they have at ballparks. One of them says, Jesus Christ, do I need a drink? Another one says, 100% of saviors love our porterhouse.
Yeah? Oh. Let me just say to this gentleman here, sir, without the merchants and commercial interests of America, you know there would have been... There'd be no Christmas. Christmas was no big deal until... The merchants of the world got a hold of it and said, hey, this is important.
Well, I know Christmas wasn't commercialized until the merchants got a hold of it.
Yeah, but before we got a hold of it, no one cared whether Jesus was born. They didn't know where he was born. They didn't know what date he was born on.
I cared, and I'm sorry.
You mean you lived back in the 1300s? I don't get it.
No, he's saying that this is the religious...
And you're not
I don't have to live back in the 1300s. And I can turn stuff around and make it anything I want it to be, too, just like you can, but I choose not to.
I'm trying to tell you that if it wasn't for me, Ted Bell, and merchants like me...
No, you're trying to turning the baby Jesus into an advertisement for your restaurant.
Exactly. By saying that you're responsible for it.
Phil, I'm telling you and this caller, if it wasn't for me and merchants like myself, it would be April before Ron here suddenly said, oh, wow. I miss Christmas, and we are...
Well, I don't buy that. I don't think this gentleman does either. Ron, thank you very much.
No, but Ron, what synagogue do you go to? Seriously.
He said he's not Jewish.
What synagogue do you go to,
I don't go to a synagogue. I'm not Jewish.
Well, I can't feature that.
I don't understand. The man was asking perfectly legitimate questions.
And he's not a Jew. Now, there's something wrong.
No, thank you very much, Ron. Good calls. 877's good call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Brittany. Brittany is listening to us in Louisville, Kentucky tonight. Brittany, how you doing? Welcome to the Phil Henry Show. What can we do for you?
I love your show, Phil. I listen to it every morning on the way to work.
Thank you.
And I was calling to say I'm an atheist, and listening to the things that are on his sign, I even find that offensive. Like, I'm not even religious at all, and that I can understand why people would find those little sayings offensive.
Wait a minute. If you're an atheist, which basically means you don't care about God, then why would you care that I'm selling? I'm trying to make a nice dollar here. That's all I'm trying to do.
You're doing
well.
Ted,
I mean,
like,
the thing is I may be an atheist, but I am also sympathetic to people who are religious, and I can totally see why they would get upset about what's on your sign.
Right. I think this is a fair question, and forgive me, but if you say you're an atheist, you must be a Jew then, right?
Why are you bringing that up? I don't understand that.
Because I don't get what's going on with these people. See, listen to her laughing. She thinks it's funny. She thinks the idea that I've got a stake sign, which I would think that she'd be in support of.
As an atheist, she wouldn't be in support of it. She would be against the mingling of church and state.
Well, then I'm on the opposite side of her there, but why wouldn't she, what does she care if I'm trying to have a manger scene so that people can have a religious experience and at the same time, you know, let people know about our happy hour?
Well, but, okay, as an atheist, I have looked into a lot of other religions. I have my reasons. I look into things to know why I feel the way I do. And, you know, like, Jesus Christ, I need a drink. That's taking the Lord's name in vain.
Wait a minute, you're a Jew. I don't get it. You're a Jew and you don't care.
She said she's an atheist.
You're an atheist.
If
I had a winter solstice sign up, I bet you she'd be happy. I bet you this broad would be happy.
What's the broad thing?
Forgive me, I'm sorry. But you'd be happy if I had up some pagan, you know, this is where the pagans meet, you know, with no pants on or whatever they do.
I'm not pagan.
You're not pagan. Would you have a problem with pagans?
No.
Why not?
Well,
I mean, they're
like
believe...
I said, I'm sympathetic.
Wait a
have
minute.
Family members and friends who are religious.
Well, I think if I may say,
open
yeah.
Mind to that.
Well, this is getting really weird because I thought I'd have people supporting the fact that I have a manger scene, and
people have supported that, Ted. But the fact that you've got signs that say, I'm sorry, Brittany, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that a whole lot of people would be too terribly upset about the manger scene if you didn't have all the crazy sayings above it.
What do you find offensive? What of the signs do you find offensive?
Well, I mean, honestly, I find them funny, but I can see how people who, you know, are
funny.
Christian or Catholic would find them offensive. It makes sense to me that they would.
No, these are supposed to be logical connections. What do you mean funny?
Ted, if you say once you've seen the baby Jesus, come on over and have a prime rib the size of the baby Jesus, you don't find that funny?
I think anybody that laughs at that is sick. I'm saying it because I want them to make the connect. They just saw a fat, well, not a fat, but they saw a good fat-sized baby. And again, you're making the joke out of it. I want to make the connection in people's minds. Now that they've seen something that size, they can eat something. Well,
I mean, you got to realize that sounds silly, if not downright offensive.
No, but if I had a winter solstice sign up, she'd be all happy. If I had a winter solstice sign up with a guy wearing, like, devil horns and wearing no pants, playing a pan flute...
See, I don't believe in the devil or anything like that.
What?
You know something?
You imagine
I find this very, this is very offensive.
A meat to an infant. How does that?
Yeah, that's great. I find that grotesque.
What are you talking about? Saying eat the baby Jesus? Are you sick?
Well, then why would you say now that you've seen a nice fat baby? Come on over now.
You know, Phil, I'm a sponsor.
Ted, I'm not trying to make fun of you.
For 45 minutes, you've taken an advertising pitch that I've been trying to sculpt very carefully and promote the manger scene of this Jesus.
Of this Jesus.
Of the baby Jesus. And you turn it into something like I'm Lizzie Borden, only instead of an axe, I've got a steak knife. I'm very offended by that.
I don't think...
No, I do.
877-876-PHIL. I got to go to another phone call here. I got Kristen. Kristen on the line. Hi, Kristen. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell. Go ahead, please. We're talking about the manger scene in Roxbury Park, Beverly Hills.
Hi. I'm just going to say to him that he's being so disrespectful with his signs to every Christian and Catholic out there. Like, what is wrong with you?
Tell me the sign that is offensive to you, and I'll be happy to tell you why it needs to be there. What sign?
Eat a steak as big as baby Jesus? Oh, my goodness. That's like, you're demented.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah?
Do you like steak? No, I'm going to ask you, do you like steak?
Yeah, I like steak, but...
Who doesn't like steak, right?
Who doesn't like steak, right? Anywhere that has a sign...
If I put a steak...
What?
Ma'am, there is a war on Christmas going on. Ma'am, there's a war on Christmas going on, and you're part of the problem, because you're fighting the very man that you should be supporting.
I'm defending all Christians and Catholics out there about this sign, these signs you have, and I'm a Wiccan, and I find this so wrong.
Oh, you know something? This is sick. I had a Jew atheist.
Ted, watch that, please. You was an atheist.
Well, who's the Jew? That man from Memphis.
He wasn't. He said over time and again he wasn't Jewish.
Now I got this Wiccan, who you would think would be. Forgive me, ma'am, but you believe in well, you don't believe in eating infants, but didn't they sacrifice them at one time in your religion?
Oh, no, we never sacrifice any animal or human being ever.
That is such bull crap.
How do you know, Ted, what Wiccans did?
They've got the pictures showing them. Ma'am, I've looked
you're
in the
so
books.
They
got pictures of you people.
You're just being disrespectful to all religions right now.
No, ma'am, I have a major scene. If I put a steak down in front of you the size of an infant, you're telling me your mouth wouldn't be watering?
Not with that image.
Do you mind letting the lady answer, not you?
I would be completely disgusted with the image of thinking as big as a baby. I mean, really, are you like a Wiccan in the head?
I'm Ted Bell. I build one of the most successful steakhouses in America.
You're telling me,
well, ma'am, you're the one who told me you were Wiccan, and I've seen the images in the books of you people eating infants.
Oh, Ted, that's a bunch of hokum about the Wiccan religion is not based on.
Listen to her laugh. You know something? You can see her stirring
dumb.
A cauldron, can't you?
Oh, my
Ted,
God.
Ted.
Am I dumb? First of all, I put up a manger scene. Secondly, I'm fighting the Beverly Hills City Council to have it stay there. Thirdly, I'm doing all of this on my own. And fourthly, not only Christians are against me, but now I got the Wiccan religion checking in. What?
Just take your sign down and put up your Wiccan. You're a Wiccan.
Kristen, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Go eat a baby.
You know, that's really unfair, Ted.
Unfair? What's unfair is what's happened to me. I got to call a rape crisis line after this show.
Ha, 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 ha.
Well, I heard that line on Howard Stern once.
Phil.
A friend of mine came back from Thailand, and he had this chimpanzee that he bought from a guy. Now, somehow he'd gotten it through a military custom in San Diego, and I wound up sitting with this thing. He said, now feed it some of this fruit out of a bowl. And my thinking was that monkeys eat bananas. He said, no, they don't. This one likes to eat these apples and oranges. You give them that. So I had a very tiring week at work. And for some reason, I thought it would be funny if I peeled a banana and looked at the monkey and started eating the banana. And that's when it dropped the fruit, and it started to make a move. Now, I was in the United States Marine Corps, as you know, Phil.
Yeah.
I learned Krav Maga. I learned certain jiu-jitsu, and I did learn taekwondo. When the monkey began to make its move, I came with a roundhouse kick. It went back, it kind of went to the side and hit the cupboard, and then came at me again. And that's when I came with the other leg.
No, hold on for a minute, man. Hold on for just a second. This animal was inside the house?
It was inside the house. That's correct.
And the monkey came after you. Why? Because you were eating a banana?
Because it felt that I was making a comment on what it should be doing or something.
You're telling me that because you were eating a banana, the monkey took that personally?
No, it didn't take it personal. I was eating a banana, and the monkey had been eating this apple, and he looked up at me. He didn't turn his full head toward me. He glanced up out of the corner of his eye and saw the banana, and that's when he made the move. So naturally, I'm assuming it's because I had the banana, and he felt I would, I don't know.
Well, monkeys are not going to feel like you're mocking them.
All right, well, whatever the reason, you got. I'm telling you right now, Phil, I saw it take a quick look at me, drop the fruit, and then make its move. All right, and I knew it was going to make its move. I made mine. And, you know, may the better, in this instance, may the better man or the better ape or the better, you know, the better primate or however, do you know, may the better primate win. So I came with a roundhouse kick. And
all right, so you get a you kicked the animal, did it neutralize the monkey?
No, it did not. I came with a pretty good roundhouse kick. It staggered the monkey, but it came back again. That's when I came with the other leg, and I threw a right hand. The monkey tried to do what monkeys do. It tried to mount, basically it'll put its legs around your neck and try to just shove it. I mean, I don't know how to put it, but it tries to just stick, you know, everything right in your face. And that's when I came with the left hand, and I put it out.
Phil